Good morning. More humidity in the air this morning from yesterday. In fact, most everyone starting about 10 to 20 degrees milder, and most places are in the 60s to around 70 with some hazy sunshine to start off. That sun will dominate through the morning hours and temperatures will take off, quickly climbing through the 70s and 80s up toward the 90 degree mark by noontime. And with the dew points climbing through the 60s and towards 70, the combination of the heat and humidity will make it feel like it's in the lower to mid-90s through the afternoon. With the increased heat and humidity, a few pop-up showers and thunderstorms are possible this afternoon, and a couple will have heavier downpours. That activity will wane into the night tonight. Still the risk of a thunderstorm overnight, but the bigger story will be the warmth and mugginess overnight, with temperatures in most places staying in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tomorrow. However, temperatures will still climb through the 80s and toward the 90 degree mark, and that humidity will be up again, making it feel like it's in the middle to upper 90s. And we run a better risk at more showers and thunderstorms during the day as that energy heads through the region. Still a little bit of leftover energy Friday with a shower or thunderstorm possible, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds with highs around 90. Then the humidity breaks as we head into the upcoming weekend. With mostly sunny skies and lower humidity, Saturday we'll be back down into the lower 80s and more sunshine and comfortable humidity Sunday with highs in the lower to mid 80s. We'll reintroduce a chance of showers and thunderstorms into the forecast for the early part of next week, but a small chance on Monday and Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny in the middle to upper 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across a large area from the Central Plains into the upper Great Lakes. Strong heating will occur near a surface trough across the central high plains with a cooler but more moist air mass over eastern Nebraska and Kansas, northeastward toward Lake Michigan. Strong instability will be in place in the central plains with early thunderstorm initiation expected over eastern Kansas and Nebraska into Iowa. A cool pool of air aloft will suggest that there'll be some hail threat with these storms. Later in the afternoon, indications are that a mesoscale convective system may form in closer proximity to the warmer air mass along the I-70 corridor. Damaging winds and hail would be the main threats with this system into the evening, with the greatest risk across eastern Kansas, southeastern Nebraska, Missouri, southern Iowa, and western Illinois. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 54 degrees with a west wind at 10 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 55 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny and 70 degrees, the dew point 64, 82% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.03 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Elk Park, Montana, and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with highs in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny near 90, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 86 degrees, the low 54, the average temperature 70, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 2.87 inches, which is 1.30 inches above normal. And for the year, 15.94 inches of precipitation, which is still 4.20 inches below normal. There were 5 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 84, that's 3 above normal, and 302 for the year, which is 73 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 96, set in 1894, and the record low, 45, in 1939. Sunrise this morning was at 5:29 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:32 p.m., 15 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of hazy sun and clouds, hot and humid today, with a few showers and thunderstorms possible and highs in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a thunderstorm possible and lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of hazy sun and clouds, hot and humid today with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a thunderstorm possible, lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of hazy sun and clouds, hot and humid today, a few showers and thunderstorms possible with highs around 90. Mostly cloudy, warm, muggy tonight, a thunderstorm possible in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun, clouds today, hot and humid with a few showers and thunderstorms possible and highs around 90. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a thunderstorm possible and lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy sun and clouds today, hot and humid with a few showers and thunderstorms possible and highs in the lower 90s. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, still a thunderstorm possible, lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, humid, thunderstorms likely with highs around 90. A mix of sun and clouds, a shower or thunderstorm Friday near 90. Mostly sunny, lower humidity Saturday and Sunday, lower to mid-80s, and the risk of a thunderstorm Monday and Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny, in the middle to upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.